أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر وللذين كفروا في عزة وشقاق. This is the beginning of Surah Sad, which is the last quarter of the Quran Sharif. And up to here, Maulana Idris Kandilwi Rahmatullah Ali, who's Ma'ariful Quran, from where we are explaining the tafsir, managed to make tafsir till here, and he passed away when he completed the surah, and in such a beautiful way his life came to an end when he finished the tafsir of Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun wa Salamun Ala Al-Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. After that, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Ali stressed on his son Maulana Abdul Majid Sahab that he must complete it, and Hazrat himself wrote the first Bismillah, and then he completed the last quarter of the Quran Sharif, which starts from here. The surah is known as Surah Sa'd, and also as Surah Dawood, because the story of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned to quite an extent in the surah as well. And then Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on the Quran Sharif, wal Qur'ani the dhikr. Qasam hai us Quran samjai wale ki. That Allah takes an oath of the Quran Sharif, which explains and makes manifest and clear to people. This is the qasam. And once a person takes a qasam, then he says something after the qasam for what he took the qasam, which is known as jawab-i qasam. But here, no answer, that jawab-i qasam is not mentioned, it is implied that the revelation of the Quran Sharif is 100% true, and the bringer of the Quran, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, also is 100% true. But unfortunately, these people, the non-believers of Makkah, وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي عِزَّتِهُمْ وَشِقَاقِ, بلکہ جو لوگ منکر ہے غرور میں ہے اور مقابلہ میں ہے. But these people who are denying, who are disbelieving, they are in great pride and in great haughtiness, and also they are determined to go against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Abu Talib was passing away, then the leaders of the Quraysh came there to him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also present. They complained to Abu Talib, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that your nephew, he talks very bad about our gods, and he speaks in a very low way about our gods. So Abu Talib looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I've got one kalima, one word, one sentence, which if the people of Makkah will accept, then all the Arabs will obey them, will fall at their feet, and all non-Arabs will pay jizya, will pay tax to them. So they all jumped and said, not one, we are prepared to accept 10 such words if you tell us. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La ilaha illallah. And then they woke, got up from there, shook their clothing, and they say, is this why you have gathered us? And for this, we will never accept this. They were just not prepared to accept Tawheed. And history has shown that when later Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to Medina Sharif, Islam spread from there, Islam came in Makkah, then Allah made the whole Arab world fall at the feet of the people of Makkah and Medina. And not only that, all foreign lands, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, all fell at the feet of the Muslims, and they were paying tax. And that is true till today. If we bring the reality of La ilaha illallah in our lives, Allah will make the same happen today. We don't have to really resort to any other way but to bring the reality of deen into our lives. كم أهلكنا من قبل من قرن فنادوا ولا تحين مناس. بہت غارت کر دیا ہم نے ان سے پہلے جماعت, پھر لگے پکارنے اور وقت نہ رہا تھا خلاصی کا. And how many other nations don't the people of Makkah see that we have destroyed before them? They also who did not believe, then we had destroyed them. If they believe, and today we also, if we bring the proper belief in Tawheed, Allah will give great honor. And when a person does not believe, then a person should take lesson from history that how many nations were destroyed who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala and through Tawheed. فَنَادُوا وَلَا تَحِينَ مَنَاسِ. And then they started screaming, yelping and crying, and there was no time left now for their salvation. So Allah Ta'ala warns about this, and this Tawheed comes in various ways where we interfere with it. We can read the Kalima and make ourselves happy that we are believing in Tawheed, but when we resort to other things for help besides Allah Ta'ala, then that is going against the Tawheed. And when it becomes open, then we call it shirk. But it is in many cases it is hidden, it is lurking there. Though we are making namaz, we are dressing like Muslims, like pious Muslims, but the shirk is lurking there. A person must be very, very careful and very thoughtful. Various types of things are being done in which they shirk, seeking help from other things besides Allah. So much so that even seeking help from the devil, that also is part, has become part of life today. وَعَجِبُ أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. اور تعجب کرنے لگے اس بات پر کہ آیا ان کے پاس ایک ڈرانے والا. And they started being astonished that a warner of Allah has come to them. And this particularly after they themselves said that we want somebody who will come to us and we will show the Jews and Christians how we will follow the scripture of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah sent the best scripture and the best Rasul, then these people went completely against it. And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I present just one word to you. Accept this and Allah will make you the masters of the world. But when that one word was, and they were prepared to accept 10 such things, but when that one word was presented, they refused. وَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. Or کہنے لگے منکر یہ جادوگر ہے جھوٹا. And these non-believers started saying that this is a magician and he is false also. He is a magician also, na'udhu billah, and he is false also, na'udhu billah. And they could not comprehend and they said, اَجْعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدَ. کیا اس نے کر دی اتنوں کی بندگی کے بدلے ایک ہی کی بندگی. What has he made? Has he exchanged the worship of so many gods just for one god? They could not understand this. They said the Christians also believe in three gods. The Persians believed in two gods. And our forefathers believed in so many idols. Where has he come with this new thing? That how can one God manage the affairs of everyone and everything? About giving rosy, giving children, giving shifa, all these things, making the sun rise and set. They just could not understand. And this is the limited capacity of man's mind. The only time man's mind opens when he submits to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah opens it and he can recognize Allah Ta'ala, and then he can understand and accept the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsihi. A person thinks of others according to himself. He views them with his eyes. And because we are so limited, a person thinks Allah is also limited. That how can Allah manage all the affairs of the world? There have to be plenty gods in order to manage this. So this they could not accept. Inna hada lishayun ujab. Ye bari ta'ajjub ki baat hai. And this is a very strange thing. We never heard of it before. He has come with something completely new. وَانْتَلَقَ الْمَلْءُ مِنْهُمْ أَنِمْشُوا وَاسْبِرُوا عَلَىٰ آلِهَتِكُمْ. اور چل کھرے ہوئے بیچ ان میں سے کہ چلو اور جمے رہو اپنے معبودوں پر. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented them to believe in one Allah and they refused, then all of them stood up and they told one another, come, you can't sit here, let us go away. And we just carry on worshipping all our idols. We can never give up our idols for one God. Inna hadha la shay'un yurad. Beshak आपको इस बात में कोई गरज है एंड वी सी दाल में काला है वी सी देयर इज अ हिडन एजेंडा दैट मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम नाउज़ बिल्ला इज ट्राइंग टू बिकम द लीडर ऑफ अस ऑल देयरफॉर ही हैज कम विद दिस न्यू टॉक एंड ही वांट्स टू चेंज आवर लाइव्स एंड ही वांट्स दिस बेनिफिट दैट ही वांट्स टू बिकम आवर बिग लीडर नाउज़ बिल्ला व्हेन ए पर्सन व्हेन हिदायत इज क्लोज टू ए पर्सन देन इवन द ट्रू सिंसियर पीपल are accused of insincerity. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not spared, how will anyone else be spared? Today, if anyone tries to correct things which are going wrong, he's called a fitna maker. He said that he's starting some fitna here, and he's accused of various other things. This is nothing new, and the people of truth should not be deterred by such types of words and criticisms and accusations. What is the truth has to be done, and we see what steadfastness and firmness Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on his mission, and what great results Allah Ta'ala gave. And any person who will follow in that pattern till today also, Allah will bless him with such great results. So in this ayat we have been taught they are making the basis the people of the kuffar of Makkah that we should not oppose the truth, and those who are on the truth must not be worried about criticism. No matter what kind of criticism is passed on them, they must see that the truth is maintained. And the most important thing, that tawheed, that we must be very careful that our tawheed must not be compromised in any way whatsoever. Wa akhiru da'wana.